RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been having fun, even through the tough times. You know, it was fun to be able to be in the position that I'm in. Very grateful for the position. But, you know, being able to win games this year and win games the way we have and, you know, win some big games, primetime games, things like that, I think it's been really enjoyable. And the most joy comes from, honestly, coming into that locker room and, you know, seeing everybody smile.
I mean, they're wearing cheese graters in the locker room now after wins over the Packers. Wins. Wins. Like, Caleb's got two wins over the Packers. I think Fields had one, right? I think Mitchell Trubisky had one. I think it was when they clinched in 2018. But just let that sink in for a little bit. Hi, everyone. Zach Zaidman, Ruthie Polinsky. Hello to our audience on CHSN. So happy to have you with us.
On CHSN.
Yeah, like, what should we know about the peeps at CHSN?
No, I just, you know, these are my peeps.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're home again.
It's my home.
Yes. We're in for Mully and Haw. They're off for the holiday. The dynamic duo will be back. So wish us luck as we fill in for those guys.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot of Bears if you're just tuning in. And why wouldn't we? There's so much to talk about when it comes to the Bears. And I hear what Caleb Williams saying coming into the segment. But let's be honest. There was nothing fun about last year. Nothing. And if I would have told you after the Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit last season that the Bears, 1 year later, would have a Coach of the Year candidate, right? That Caleb Williams would be talked about as Mr. Clutch. That the Bears would have 11 wins.
Make the playoffs,
have an opportunity to win the NFC North. You know, that the take the North and never give it back. They actually, for the first time since Ryan Poles became general manager, 2 consecutive weeks, they're in first place in the NFC North. So they did take the North, and they haven't given it back just yet. And they may actually clinch the North, which is amazing. They have to beat San Francisco this weekend to make it happen. And
no. They can, if Green Bay loses on Saturday, they clinch.
Yes, that's true.
So they could actually clinch the division before they ever step on the field
correct.
In San Francisco.
So technically,
sorry to yell at you.
No,
there.
No. It's,
no, Ruthie, I want to make sure we all know.
You're not different than anyone else. Welcome to the score. The thing that sticks out to me is that, and there are 3 ways they can do it.
Yeah.
They beat San Francisco. They don't have to worry about anybody else.
Yes.
They could tie with San Francisco. And if Green Bay ties this weekend, they clinch the NFC North. And obviously,
a lot of
if
ties.
The Packers lose. So, yeah.
That's,
but I tried to make it easy. Anyway, the point
Anyways.
Is, I think that there's this notion that, and this narrative that this is just the beginning. And yeah, that may be true. But I said this earlier. And I just want to reiterate it, Ruthie, because
I hear you.
Anyone who has grown up a Bears fan knows what I'm about to say. When has there been a time where in the modern era, and let's say since the invention of color television, when has there been a time where the Bears have truly sustained success? Right? They won the championship in 1963. It doesn't matter what era you began following the Bears. 63, they win the championship. It's a one-shot deal, sandwiched between the greatest dynasty of modern football, the Green Bay Packers and Lombardi, right? Then you have Butkus and Sayers. They never came close to sniffing the playoffs. The 1970s, a forgettable decade. Yes, they had sweetness, but they didn't win. 85, the greatest single season that any football team has had in the Super Bowl era. And you're thinking it's just the beginning of a dynasty. And it wasn't. The 90s, forgettable. Lovie Smith comes in. They make the Super Bowl in 2006 with Rex Grossman. And you're thinking, you know, Urlacher, Briggs, Peanut, this is the beginning. Hester, this is the beginning of something really special. It was not. 2018, Matt Nagy comes in. Mitch Trubisky, you would never have thought back then, you know, Mitchell Trubisky is going to be a guy that you see as a professional backup in commercials, ordering food for people in insurance company type stuff, right? But that was it. A one-shot deal, double doink happens. You're thinking, man, the Bears will get a kicker in 2019 and they'll be back to where they need to be. Never happened. That's why, make this the year. Don't squander this opportunity. It's wide open. There are like six teams that you could say right now can win the championship. The Bears are on that list. Don't squander this opportunity.
I hear you. And I think Ben Johnson knows that better than most. Because if you remember, Dan Campbell, 2 years ago, in tears. 2 years ago? 2 years ago, in tears.
Yeah, San Francisco.
When they lost. And he said, that might have been our shot. And that's the NFL. I mean, you look at, other than the Patriots dynasty and the Chiefs, who I'm still convinced will be back, it's so hard to win in this league. And the parity is so, you know, I don't even know the right word. Every year, it's consistent. The parity is consistent every year. So I just think that when you have an opportunity to capitalize on, and I know this is crazy because we're supposed to be smarter than this, but I don't know how to describe what's happening this year other than magical.
Yes.
It's been magic. And things, the ball is bouncing their way. All these years of, you know, the Bears being on the other side of these kinds of games, they're finding ways to win them. And it does feel like there is an opportunity to seize the moment. And I get it. I mean, I hear you. And I think Ben Johnson hears you too, because he was a part of that. You know, when the Lions lost and they felt like that was their time.
There's so many metrics that we use to be able to show statistically how well a team is doing or how poorly a team is doing. The one thing you cannot quantify, truly quantify in sports is luck. But it exists.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's been a lot of luck this year. Now, to be fair, the Bears have pounced every opportunity they've gotten. They've taken advantage. Mm-hmm. That's why they're 11-4. That's why they're fighting for an NFC North crown. That's why they're fighting for a potential top seed in the NFC. That's why they are, dare I say it, a Super Bowl contender in 2025 heading into 2026. But you don't know that this is going to happen next year. You just don't. You know, there's an assumption that Caleb Williams is going to take that next step next year. It may not happen. Didn't happen with Jaden Daniels. You know, I'm sure when Joe Burrow made the Super Bowl a few years ago with the Bengals and they faced the Rams, they thought, well, this is the beginning of something really special. It has not been.
Mm-hmm.
As great as Burrow is when he's healthy. You know, and we've gone through a two-decade stretch now of essentially either Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes winning a championship. And every now and then, someone gets another crack, whether it was Stafford with the Rams, the Eagles when they won with Nick Foles, the Eagles when they won with Jalen Hurts. But it's really hard to be one of those teams.
Yeah. And look at the Eagles this year, you know? I mean, after last year. It's just, it's hard.
And that's why, at least if you are a true follower of Bears history, I mean, there's, and I said this the other day when they beat the Packers, there's a whole generation of Bears fans who have never experienced what they experienced that night against Green Bay. Like a true defining win.
Yeah.
Right? Because they've been so bad for so long, with the exception of 2018. When you find yourself in this position, you have to take advantage. Because there's a lot of stuff happening this year that you just cannot explain. Facing a whole multitude of backup quarterbacks each week. These weird plays that have happened. You know, you mentioned it earlier, Ruthie, that Blackwell has made these phenomenal plays on special teams. But there are also some weird plays that the other team is making.
Right.
That he's been able to take advantage of,
right,
that you can't explain. I mean, you could not. You were outplayed by Malik Willis.
Yeah.
For nearly an entire football game the other night. And you needed this miracle comeback against a Jordan Loveless team,
mm-hmm,
and a Micah Parsons-less team.
Right.
But you got it.
Right.
So when those things happen, you can't just stop there. You have to take advantage of what's unfolding this year.
I hear you. And I think there's something very beautiful in the way that the belief, you know, that's sort of been the theme of the year, is that when you have these fourth quarter comebacks and you have the evidence and it's on paper, the proof is in the pudding, we can do it, we've seen it. Like, that's all happening within Hallis Hall. But I think the fan base and the city also is finally starting to believe, because for a while, it just sort of felt like everyone was like waiting for the other shoe to fall. Like everyone was saying, it's too good to be true. This isn't the Bears that we know and love. And then things happen like Saturday night. And I think you're sitting there. And I think the Eagles, the win over the Eagles in Philly on Black Friday was a defining moment for this fan base, for the team. But Saturday night took everything to another level, where it was, again, just the moment and the theatrics of it all, where the fan base is saying, why should we doubt this team? Like, there's no reason to doubt this team anymore. And so you believe, with every single game on their schedule, that's the next two games and then beyond, the Bears have a chance to win it because of who they are and their new identity. And I think that's been really fun to see, just sort of the evolution of the fan base sort of just come around and be like, this is the moment. Like, this is the time.
Seize the moment.
Yeah.
That's what you want. And I think the thing that struck me, and there were many years where I was down on the sidelines watching the Bears, and almost always in all those big moments that the Bears have had over the years. And again, it doesn't matter when you started following Bears football. I think this holds true for you, whether you started in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and at the start of this millennium. Almost always, the best defining play that the Bears have produced has been a big hit by the defense, an incredible return on special teams, a kick, a run,
yeah,
a pick six, a fumble recovery. But how many times has there been a defining throw? And that's what made what we saw Saturday night so different. It wasn't just one defining throw. Two.
Yeah. 100%. To an undrafted rookie, one of them.
Yes.
By the way.
With an all-out blitz coming in. Yeah, I know the Packers screwed up. But you know what? Caleb still had to recognize what was happening.
Absolutely.
And place the ball perfectly.
And trust the receiver.
Correct. So that's one. And then he threw DJ Moore open. Because DJ Moore was not open on that walk-off touchdown pass until the ball landed in the basket.
Mm-hmm.
He had a defensive back draped all over him. That throw is as good as any throw you will see in the NFL this season. And it is arguably the best throw that any Bears fan has seen a quarterback make in their lifetime. Think about that.
Yeah.
And there have been some cool pass plays,
sure.
very few of them, over the course of Bears history. Just off the top of my head,
yeah.
the Rex Grossman to Bernard Berrien bomb in the NFC Championship game against New Orleans. You know, a few years back, there was a primetime game in San Diego before the Chargers moved. Jay Cutler just fired this rifle to Zach Miller, who made this incredible one-handed catch to score a touchdown, and the Bears won that game. But that's not Green Bay.
In overtime, with the division on the line, in the new era, like the like everything that just means for the moment, I think is what makes it so special. And of course, the actual act of the throw and the catch is unbelievable as well.
Which is phenomenal. And all I'm saying is, let's be realistic about what we've watched from the Bears through history. When you have an opportunity to win a championship, and they have an opportunity this year, you know, it's not some crazy talk anymore.
Right.
They believe it inside that building that they're good enough to win a championship. And I think what happened against Green Bay, you know, the word belief has been used a lot. Fans now believe it.
Right.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if you're ever going to have this opportunity again. They may. You think they will, because everyone should be back offensively next year, I believe. Second year in the system. But think about every move they made, Ruthie, this offseason. Every move was a home run.
Well, it's interesting. I wonder, do you believe the Bears can go beat the San Francisco 49ers this weekend? Like, and to you listening, do you believe that the Bears can go beat the San Francisco 49ers this weekend, control their own destiny, and lock up the division, maybe try and get the one seed? Is there belief out after what we saw on Monday night? I mean, I think that was very telling about that team is peaking in the right moment, and the Bears struggled for 55 minutes. Like, when we zoom out, you know, the Bears really struggled for 55 minutes on Saturday. So I just wonder, do you, Zach Zaidman, do you believe?
I think what they did against Philadelphia changed the way I look at the team.
Okay.
Because when they went on the road and they bullied the Eagles.
I know.
Right.
That was
awesome. So that shows you that they can.
In their house.
Right. So they can beat anybody. There's no one that you look at in the NFC. And I know the Rams are really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. They're not unbeatable.
Right.
Seahawks are really good. They're not unbeatable. Green Bay is really good when healthy. And as we saw, they're beatable.
Yeah.
So, and even when you don't play well. So for the Bears, there's a chance here this year. This is a unique year. It's a weird year in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because there is no favorite. That's why you got to take advantage of it.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I just want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football pre- and post-game show co-host.
You know, you're sitting here writing your notes. I talk about all the time, writing your notes after the game, towards the end of the game, and where your narrative's going is, you know, the D-line's getting blown off, all the penalties, the emotions at the beginning of the game, the personal fouls, all that kind of stuff. They didn't show up to play. They got beat up front. The backup quarterback comes in and beat them. All this stuff. But the thing is, they believe, and they got it done. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, everything fell their way, right? But they made it happen. This is a game Chicago will not forget for a while.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manley with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Oh, man, yeah. I love hearing all the various real-time reactions to this Bears game, getting to be at the game and then getting to take in a lot of the content afterwards, just like you heard from our next guest, Patrick Manelli, who joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Mr. Manelli, have you come back down to earth since getting to talk about that Cray win for the Bears?
No, not at all. I'm thinking Super Bowl, guys. Come
Let's
on, we got
it.
The playoffs wrapped up. Why can't we start talking about the Super Bowl?
Okay, one of your ex-teammates, Brian Urlacher, was talking about that, and you know it's not inconceivable. And honestly, Pat, it is something that we have discussed, that the Bears have gone from a team that, like, we know they're winning, but can they really win a playoff game, let alone get to the Super Bowl? And now, I guess, to use the cliche, Patrick, the sky's the limit?
No, it is. And I think this, guys, I think Ben Johnson's gone about it right. He said, let's get to 11 games, and he explained why 11 games of all the teams that always get in the playoffs with 11 games, right? So you set little goals, but the end game obviously is the Super Bowl, and that's the big thing you talk about in April when everybody gets together, all 32 teams are talking about the Super Bowl, but there's ways you have to get there, and you have to keep your mind from week to week to week. Well, okay, they've got the playoffs locked up right now, so we're talking about seedings. But I truly think inside Hallis Hall, it is okay for the guys to start talking about the Super Bowl. I truly believe that's what should be on their mind now, that the end goal is right there. You've done the little things. Yes, okay, next week is the 49ers. We're trying to play for a seed. But start, speaking of seeds, start planting the seed of, hey, guys, we can win the Super Bowl. And that's belief. The belief has gone through, hey, we can pull out games at the end of the fourth quarter. We'll start putting that out there. Don't do it publicly in the media. Ben Johnson's not going to do it and all that kind of stuff. But I truly think inside the locker room, guys are allowed to talk to each other now. Like, if I'm a leader in that locker room, I'm allowed guys to start talking about, hey, what about the Super Bowl? Let's go back to San Francisco and play there again. Mm. Let that seep in there and let that start to manifest a little bit.
There are enough things that have improved or gotten better or are in their prime right now relative to this season. Players like, obviously, what Caleb Williams has been doing at the ends of games. The running game continues to peak and be really important. We just saw, here's another example of a guy who we don't talk about enough in terms of what he did in this last game and the improvement that he has made. When some people left Cairo Santos for dead during the whole mm-hmm. Jake Moody-ness of the whole season, which was going on, he could not have been bigger in terms of his three kicks, one for 51 yards, the onside kick. Patrick, how did you take in the Cairo Santos game the other night?
There's a reason why Ben Johnson gave him the first game ball. They would not have had a chance to tie that game and win in overtime without him. And those conditions they're almost impossible to play in, but that is when home field advantage comes into play, especially for the special teams and kickers, because there's a reason why you get in a car and you go down to Soldier Field during the week and you work there and you leave Halas Hall. There's a reason why when the team is working indoors at the Peyton Center, you go outside to the field and you kick. And that's to get used to the wind and get used to the elements. But also, again, Soldier Field is home field advantage because think about it, Mark. You guys know, Gabe, everybody knows, the stadium is different on the north end as it compared to the south end as far as the openness and the way it's built. So the winds swirl different. They beat left to right differently, north, east, south, west, all that a little differently. So when kickers come in, other kickers come in, they always say, how do you guys kick in here? How do you do this? I don't know how to play here. Well, Cairo, guess what? He's like, I do. I know how to play this. I believe in it. I trust it. And what I mean by that is when he lines up for those field goals, I'm not saying they're not hard. But listen, like the one he cut the 46-yarder in, he drew the 51-yarder in. So when he's lined up for that 46-yarder, he's like, all right, if I aim at that left goalpost, I know it's going to move halfway across the goalpost and go down the middle. So he gets up there, and it's like a golfer just trusting, you know, I'm going to hit the left side of the fairway. It's going to move to the right side or the middle of the fairway. He trusts it. Other kickers that come in there, they're hoping it. And that is home field advantage for him. And that's why I believe in him. And I told Olin, I said, I believe in him, going forward. I know he missed the 35-yarder, but when you get in elements in that stadium like that, and the kicker's been there as long as he has and has played as long as he has, I believe in him, and he came through. And that's the reason why they had a chance to win the game at the end, and that's why they won it.
Yeah, I love the fact that he got the first game ball, obviously yes. A pivotal part of the Bears' victory on Saturday, Patrick. And then, you know, another guy that played a big role was DJ Moore. You know, and I've heard a lot of your post games with Olin and Mully, and, you know, I've heard, you know, how necessary it is to have that guy be there, and you talk about dependability. Talk to me a little bit about, in your mind, because you're talking about DJ Moore, a guy who, you know, you can give him the ball on a screen pass and he's going to fight for some yards at the end, a guy who's going to come over the top with a back injury. Like, talk about what he does for Caleb Williams and what you've seen from him over the last couple of games.
Well, I'll just kind of, the way I thought about him, I've always respected him as the way he played, but like, what made me mad was it last year, a couple years ago, when he ran to the sideline and sat on the bench. I'm like, what the heck was that? So I always had like a little bit of a question mark about him. I don't anymore. And I'm not saying it's a bad question, Mark. I didn't get his personality, and now I get his personality. And I think what I mean by that is when he said blank the Packers at the end of the interview, I fell in love with him then. But that's just the way he plays, man. And then to go back to the play where he was offsides, you see it on his face where they zoomed in and Tom Brady's talking about him, you know, not getting set. I'm like, the man is tired. The man gives it all. The man got hit in the back by Nixon, comes back and makes that play. But he's kind of the integral part of that offense. Plays through injuries, never misses games. I'm sure he's there at every practice. I'm 100% bought in on him, and I think he's that important for the team. You know, a couple weeks ago we talked about him not getting the ball. Is he going to move along, or what's going on with him? I'm 100% sold on that guy, and I think he's kind of sums up what the Bears are. He does all the little things, does everything he's asked for. He's been a running back. He blocks in the run game. I think he's huge for the team, and I love to see the fact that he's finally on a winning team and that he is a big part of this. And I am now sold on DJ Moore. I'm not saying I wasn't sold before. Now he's become – you know what he is? He's a guy I want to go buy a number two jersey. That's what I want to do.
Wow.
Yeah. I love that. I felt that way when I saw him with the cheese grater on top of his head.
That's what I'm saying. So that's just put me over the top. He has now become one of my favorite Bears just because – he is a Bear now. You know what I mean? He's buying into the culture. He's buying into hating the Packers, wearing the cheese grater hat, and just the way he plays, man. That's the way Chicago's been forever. Tough, hard-nosed player, and that's a tough, hard-nosed receiver. And you don't see many of those, and that's exactly what he is.
You know what? And even if it is just good old-fashioned pandering, I love to be pandered to. I don't know
Please,
if you guys know
give
that
me more.
About me. I love it.
Caleb, take another lap around the stadium. Yeah. I didn't get a high five.
with all that's going on out there. And there was this part of me, too, and I don't know if this is like making the right association or not, but with the energy at the stadium, however you took it in, I happened to be there. I was in the press box. The energy was at a 10. The volume was at a 10 inside and outside of the stadium because I got the vantage point of all of it. It was even literally seeing the traffic outside from my vantage point high up in the hallways of the press box was kind of gave me goosebumps just because bright lights, big city, it's all going on. And here's where I'm going with this. the players acted accordingly when they came out in this game. Now, I want to get mad at DeMarco Jackson because right, he makes a personal foul right away.
And you should.
But I'm conflicted, Pat. Maybe you're answering the question for me. I'm conflicted because they were so jacked up that they couldn't control themselves. Austin Booker a couple of times. And I wanted to be like mad, but I guess, and even Brisker later, it was like the players matched the energy of the crowd and even of just the desire to beat the Packers because it makes Bears fans feel really good and it makes the organization feel really good. But you were saying.
I think you can. You can be mad at them, but look, it's a learning experience, and we talked about this in the pregame, or Ben Johnson's also talked about it. A lot of these guys have not been in this situation. And emotions get heightened, and it's different. Like I said, like when you drive to when you drive to Soldier Field for a game like that, it feels different than going against Detroit earlier in the year, Minnesota, or whoever you're playing in your division. It just feels different. Your emotions are higher. A lot of these guys have not played in that situation. I mean, that opening kickoff had to be electric, right?
Yeah.
And he goes down there, and he acts a fool. It was stupid. That was a dumb play. Guarantee he never does it again. Guarantee you everybody on that team never does that again because they'll learn from it. So it's things like that. Jaquan Brisker, you just can't do that. You got to be smarter. I would expect a little bit more of him. But, again, emotions can get the best of you.
Yeah.
Austin Booker, I'm not going to – that's just football plays, man. He's playing football.
Okay.
As a coach, I'm not getting mad at him. You don't know if he's going to duck his head. You know, people can argue all that kind of stuff. He's trying to get the quarterback. You know, he's trying his best. I'm not going to argue that. Maybe could he put his head left or right? Those I'm not getting mad at. But the other two, I would be. But – those are things you learn from. So the next time they're in this situation, they're going to be able to, your emotion will be high, but you'll be able to control a little bit more and understand the situation of the game.
Talking to Patrick Manley here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Gabe Ramirez is in the house today. Patrick, can you believe that the Bears have two offensive linemen that have been named to the Pro Bowl, whatever the Pro Bowl is? Joe Tooney and Drew Dahlman are in.
I'm going to go slide. What, Kevin Warren slid somebody a shot of tequila somewhere, right? I'm going to go slide one to Ryan Poles, man. Well done. Mm. You know, you recognized you had an issue, and it's been there for a couple of years. I heard you guys talking about it. That's true. But he solved it.
Yeah.
He solved the issue. We can argue they might be the best offensive line in the NFL. You could even say Darnell Wright maybe deserves to be in as well, but he fixed it. Those are two guys he went out and – or two positions – he recognized and he found two Pro Bowlers, and good for him. And I'm not going to take anything away from Roshar and Ben Johnson as well as being kind of run coaches, but they have to go out there and play, and they did, and they deserve it. They've played at a high level. Joe Tooney, what is this, four in a row? And then Dahlman, just happy for him to get in as well. But that's Ryan Poles. I got to give him a lot of credit. I think we were getting on him the last couple years of what is he doing? Does he deserve the extension? Well, right there tells you he does.
Yep, and to bring those guys in and then to have the right coaches in Ben Johnson and Dan Roshar to make sure it looks good. And you can even say that for what the Bears have – absolutely, you could say that for their ends, as far, for their tackles as well, from Theo Benedict to Ozzie Trapillo to obviously what Darnell Wright has done all year. And this segment with – Patrick Manley is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Patrick, I'm struggling with the ceiling of this Bears team, right? I like you, think Super Bowl, and sure, I'm not talking about necessarily the last game that they play. I'm talking about, like, how good can a perfectly executed game look like if I'm watching this Bears team? And I try to – the part that I struggle with is how far away are they from that? And the question I have for you, when I'm thinking about you and your playing days, and I think as a fan, we try to we assume that everything should be perfect. But is that too high of a bar to try to hold your team to? And like, should we just allow for some mistakes to happen throughout the course of a game? Because inevitably it's going to happen.
Yeah, that is. But then you want the big things and what you're supposed to do happen, right? So you're supposed to run the ball, right? But then the defense is what gets me nervous about this team, because it's takeaways. That's the only reason why they've been good this year. They struggle against the pass, pass rush. They struggle against the run. So that scares me going forward. But a perfect game for them is run the ball like they did against the Eagles and get three or four takeaways. To get the three or four takeaways, I think, is a lot harder than them going out there and running the ball like they did against the Eagles. So to play a perfect game, I just don't see it happen. But I think if you can do both of those at a very high level, you can beat anybody. And you can say it about any team, but they've proven to you this year that they can do that. So, you know, I think everybody watched the 49ers doing their homework last night. Scary team to watch. But if they do those two things, it's going to be a good ball game.
And I think that, obviously, that's a matchup that the Bears are, you know, concerned about in the present, right? Yes. I like to think when I'm watching the Niners that it's a team that's similar to the Bears, right? They want to run the ball first mm-hmm. and then allow Brock Purdy, but he's playing at such a high level. When you look at that team, and obviously what you saw last night, is the area of concern simply that? Is it just the Bears' ability to take away the ball?
Yeah, it's Kyle Shanahan versus that defense. You know, if they can take it away, great, but I don't know how they can against Brock Purdy because, you know, he's so efficient if you give him a clean pocket. And Kyle, it's going to be amazing, too, to watch with Ben Johnson and Kyle Shanahan with all the motions and formations and all that kind of stuff. If you're a offensive junkie to watch what they put together, that'll be a lot of fun. But it does scare me just because you talk about teams playing their best in December. Well, I was about to cuss there. Well, when you watch when you watch the 49ers last night, they look like they're playing their best offensive ball. And that's what's scary. That's what's really scary.
A little humbling is what I felt because we've all been on this high for the Bears. I've had to like leave my place and just circle around the city streets just to kind of calm myself down about this team and what they've done. But yeah, that was 48-27 last night. Brock Purdy, 25 of 34, 295,
but it's
five TDs.
But Mark, it's a good test.
Yes.
You know, let's see, you bounce. So what this kind of is to me, right? You win a playoff game, winning a game like that was huge, right? That adrenaline, all right, we're on to the next game, and they have a playoff opponent. How do they respond? How do they go about it this week preparing for this? Do they put that game behind them? Do they enjoy it for 24 hours and move on? How do they respond? So this is a playoff week for them, you know, off playing for seeds and all that kind of stuff, but just also the mental side of it coming off a win like that, which would be like equal to a playoff win. How do you bounce back and how do you perform against another playoff team?
Absolutely. San Francisco's won 5 in a row, and we're not going to break down the Colts on this show, but my God, have they fallen apart. They've lost 5 in a row. They're that mm-hmm. team that was hot early, and then just they're still mathematically alive, just like so many teams, but 8-7 after being 7-1 to begin this season. Patrick, I got one text question before we let you go here.
Yeah.
From the 708, please ask Pat M. where we can buy Long Snapper IPA in the Chicago area.
Yeah, don't pass a tequila. Pat, yeah. pass a long snapper IPA.
Let me send him a 4-pack of the tall boys. I'll do that. One is up in Mundelein, Tidehead Brewing. You can definitely get it there. They have it on tap and the cans and all that kind of stuff. I know some of the local Bennies carry it. Some of the local craft beer stores carry it as well. You just kind of have to call around and find it. It's not everywhere, but I do know this. You can go to my friend at Timothy O'Toole's, his bar down in the city. On Columbus and Fairbanks, I think it is. They serve it there, so you can get it there as well.
Oh, easy.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when do you just shut it down for a while and just go through all your IPAs just nonstop every day?
When the Bears win the Super Bowl.
That's it. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Just make sure you invite us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
I'm up for a relapse.
Sure. No, we don't need to do that.
No. That's why I said me.
You can join us, Grody. We'll hang out. We'll
I know. I'll just give you a 6-pack of O'Doul's. It'll do me just fine. Actually, I've been told to stay away from that, too.
That Guinness Zero is good. The Guinness Zero is actually
good. Oh, okay. All right.
If you like Guinness.
Actually, when I was in my prime of drinking, Guinness didn't do it for me. It was too...
It's a light beer.
Guinness is a little heavy, right?
No. That's the perception that it's heavy, but it's a lighter beer.
Brilliant. You got to teach him up on that. It's just the bean that's dark.
Interesting. Then it's the flavor then it was the flavor.
See, I was really drinking out there in the streets.
Oh, yeah. I've been on these streets with Gabe. Trust me.
All right, Pat. Have a happy holidays, man. Enjoy your week.
Hey, same to you guys, man. Good talking to you.
Yeah. See you, Patrick.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Off the fake, on the run. Hirsch going deep downfield and into traffic, and that is picked by Byard, which if it stands is going to be his sixth of the season. But they're going to probably at this point, with the official standing back
on the field,
short of
an interception, first down Chicago.
Now he got it. He got his shoulder down. This is really a summation of the year for the Chicago Bears.
Pretty amazing what that Kevin Byard has done for the Bears at his safety position all season long. Fox? And a Fox? Fox? Prime! That was Prime. Yeah, of course. That's Al Michaels there on the call. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Byard is a Bears Pro Bowler. He is in. No funny stuff. No alternate. Not there because somebody got hurt. Kevin Byard is a Pro Bowler for the Bears. And this is pretty amazing relative to what the Bears' offensive line has been over the last 5 to 7 years. It's really, really nice to be able to say that Joe Tooney and Drew Dahlman of the Chicago Bears, Dahlman, your center, Joe Tooney, your left guard, these two guys, Gabe Ramirez, are Pro Bowlers. How you like the Bears' offensive line now?
It's just so funny, right? Because you and I, over the last 3 years, talking about the offensive line, it's been in shambles. And then all of a sudden, over the course of one offseason, you get some Pro Bowlers and you right the ship. And I've even heard people say the Bears have, I've heard them say one of the, but I've also heard them say the best offensive line in the NFL. And when you're thinking about how far we've come from the conversations of, you know, a rotating door of offensive linemen, Ryan Poles getting guys off the street in the last 2 weeks of the season to have bodies in the building, to now be at this place, it feels good, right? Caleb Williams taking less sacks, the run game operating at a high level, Caleb Williams getting an opportunity to throw the ball, right? And them enjoying it, imposing their will, going in 13 personnel, three tight ends to say, hey, we're just going to pound this rock. Why? Because we feel confident in our offensive line. So, yeah, watching it in real time, feels good that finally, for the first time, when the Bears are on offense, the offensive linemen are the one making the push as opposed to getting pushed back. And I think that's what we've seen.
It's a true revelation. Right? It really is. Raheemy Harrison-Grody on the score. That is the voice of Gabe Ramirez right there. And you just go back to some of the money that the Bears have thrown at players like Lucas Patrick, which seemed like a nice idea at the time. It did not work out. Coleman Shelton was your center last year. He wasn't bad, but it wasn't supposed to be that way. It wasn't supposed to be. He wasn't supposed to be part of the project. Nate Davis, you know, I don't need to really ramble on about Nate Davis. Mm. Nate Davis was Nate Davis. God bless Tevin Jenkins, but way too injured, not available enough, not dependable enough. I mean, do I need to go Sam Mustafa as a center for a while? Dude. Do I need to continue to go on?
You were scouting centers for a while.
I was, man.
Third round center, Gabe. I got somebody.
I was.
I know.
You know
that's
this.
That's what I'm saying.
It, I mean, and so for me, it is just, it's so nice to be able to say that. I'm going to say it again. Joe Tooney and Drew Dahlman are Pro Bowlers for the Chicago Bears. So that is fantastic for them, fantastic for the Bears. And nobody here and in the NFL world doesn't think that somebody like Kevin Byard is absolutely worthy of going to the Pro Bowl or being named a Pro Bowler.
Of course. You know, I actually had the luxury here on The Score. It was myself and Clay Harbor. We were doing a show, and we talked to Mike Mularkey, the former coach of the Tennessee Titans who drafted Kevin Byard. And I remember that conversation vividly because he told us, he said, one, you have a game record. This is before he played it down, right? And then he mentioned, I don't care who you get at quarterback. He was talking about the eventual drafting of Caleb Williams. He's like, I don't care who you get at quarterback. Your team has already gotten better because you've added Kevin Byard. And I remember the first year, obviously there were some injuries. You weren't necessarily sure about it. I think what you're seeing this year is an intelligent football player that is using his football IQ to put himself in positions where he's able to come up with turnovers. And then, you know, it is difficult. Guys tip the ball and drop it all the time. You have to catch the ball. Like, that is the biggest part that we're missing with these turnovers is that, listen, we've seen Caleb Williams throw the ball into the defender's hands over the course of the last couple of weeks, but they dropped the ball. And that's what makes the Bears defense so spectacular this season, is because not only are they getting there, but they're actually making the grab. That's why Kevin Byard is special this year.
You're right. There is a skill and an art to it, and that doesn't get enough credit. So I'm glad that you did put that out there. Like, think about Jalen Johnson. All the dropped interceptions that was the big knock on him that hey man, if you really think that you're an elite cornerback in this league, you got to make those plays. I remember pushing back on that a little bit because I think it's really hard, maybe the hardest thing in the NFL other than playing the quarterback position, to be a top five cover guy.
Yeah,
we all want the interceptions. Yes, they should be expected, but to cover wide receivers in this National Football League at this level with the ball zipping as often as it is, that's rare. That's rare talent. So I always sort of took that side of it.
I agree with you. I mean, listen, quarterbacks are throwing the ball before the breaks even happen.
Yes.
So to expect a defender to be within arm's reach of that wide receiver who is catching that ball, but Jalen Johnson has proven even after that, right? Because he wanted to make that point to get some more interceptions.
Yes, he did. And he certainly did. We've got people knocking at the door. Let's find out what some of these folks want here. 312-644-6767 is the number. Ray, who do you want to bring me? You want to bring me Riles and Gridley?
Carry him like a baby and bring him over here.
Yeah, yeah. Come on in, Riley. You're on The Score. Raheemy Harrison Grody.
My daughter's name, Riley.
Oh, hi, Riley. Gabe Ramirez is in. What'd you say?
I think it's Riles, actually. It's Riles, if I heard you correctly.
Sorry.
Riles
and Gridley.
That's,
Riles.
Your name's Riles with an S,
well,
right?
Riles, you've been calling The Score for how long? So I know you.
Sure you do. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
Thanks for picking up the phone and when I call. Anyway, I think that, first off, real quick, if I may, you're a Hall of Famer. Are you planning to make it down for the Illinois State game in Nashville?
I am not sure about that as of right now. I will say the best I can do.
He is wearing an Illinois State sweater.
I am wearing my ISU hoodie, so I'm thinking about it. There's been a rumbling in my Redbird text group, so we'll see. We'll see.
Okay, good luck. I think it'll be a good time.
No doubt,
anyhow,
Bears.
What you guys were talking about earlier, and Gabe just mentioned about being able to impose our will, I think we're going to need to do that this weekend coming up against the 49ers.
Oh, yeah. Offense. Hey man, I'm sorry to do this to you because I know you were waiting, but you are
gotta go to break.
You're breaking up. We gotta go to break, but he was breaking up too. I'm a stickler, Gabe. I'm a stickler. I don't
think
that's
the most grody thing. They don't know, but that's the most grody thing. Like, you know what? Gotta go, guys.
I'd like to expand more on that being the most grody thing, but I'll take it. I guess I'll accept that.
That's great.
I know. I started to hear that popcorn. I was like, I don't want to hear
buttoned
that.
Up.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit more buttoned up.
You want to be on G&G, you got to be buttoned up.
That is true. Come ready, man. Yeah. Your phone is
You
playing.
Want us to be buttoned up? We no, want you to be
that's
buttoned
that's
up.
That's right. Don't be playing Team games effort. Through your phone. You got to get on a good phone there.
It's
Riles.
A shame Riles' phone was very good before I put him on hold.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was. Ray's like, don't.
Riles went under a bridge.
Ray's like, don't.
Over.
Ray's like, don't play me, shot, man. Right. Don't play me, man. It sounded good to me.
He went under a tunnel, right? Don't worry.
That's what it is.
I'm sorry to have to do you like that, Riles. You know I appreciate you. And thanks for bringing up Illinois State. I'm doing my best not to throw that all over the radio because, you know, it's a little annoying when people go on and talk about their Division I AA college football teams all the time. So I'm going to try not to do that.
When your name is Hall of Fame Grody.
That's true.
As Riles called you.
I am part of it, and I will wear this hoodie every day.
I can talk about it whenever you want.
Which came from, by the way, the sweetest gesture from Marshall Harris, who is not here today. Layla's not here either. It's still Raheemy Harris and Grody.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.